And the Taney County Commission is back in regular session, and we have moved executive session to continue the executive session to what time?
I think we said 11:30.
Next on our agenda is Taney County Senior Citizens Services and the levy of a public hearing. We'd like to call on Mr. Ingram to make a presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Hausman. I've given each one of the commissioners a handout with Rick Finley's assistance last night, who also helped us last year with regard to setting our budget and setting a levy. Now, the budget, as I understand it, is subject to the approval of the commission. It's very specific in the statute about that. With regard to the levy, I think that's maybe at least at this point a little unclear to me. What we did last night, we went ahead and in the event that we're the one that actually sets the levy, we set the levy, but we would request that you do it again also, since that's the way it was handled last year. And I've talked to Mr. Paulson about it, and he was going to give me some thoughts, not that he's going to be billing anybody, but I suspect that the way it was handled last year was at his suggestion. The thing that we've done a little bit differently this year, last year there was just a broad general category of senior services of $310,000 that we approved for. That was the major expenditure. There are other line item expenditures there that really remained pretty much the same as last year. The thing that we've done different, rather than senior services being just one big line, we've put down there where I've highlighted in the yellow down towards the bottom. This is the category by category expenditure that we've used for this. It's based upon what we've done in this current year, as well as some things that we anticipate that we'll be doing, you know, in the next year. Now, the thing that is that we have identified that really seems to be the biggest need that we haven't done a haven't met yet, it would have to do with the transportation. And I think this last year we had $25,000 budgeted. This year, next year we've got $125,000, because that's one of the big issues, is getting the seniors, particularly that live in the outlying areas, you know, to the services that we're trying to provide. So the total budgeted expenditures this year for senior services is $540,000, where last year it was $310,000. Last night we went ahead and set the levy at a nickel a hundred, and we would request that the county go ahead and approve the budget as we presented it, and also set the levy at 5 cents per $100 assessed valuation for this coming year. I'll be glad to answer any other questions anybody might have.
And the 5 cents is the maximum?
Yes, that's right.
Right. I guess my only question is do we need to do this at this particular time? If you set the levy, do we need to approve the levy at this particular time, or do we?
I think that's the gray area. So we're going to go ahead. I think we need to go ahead and approve or set the levy. The budget wise, all we need is the first draft. So I don't know if we don't have to approve the levy, the budget right now, because we go through budget hearings. Today is the last day for all the departments to turn in theirs, which starts the process, and so we've got 9 days to review and all that. And so if you guys want more time to refine this, you can, because we go on the budget as a whole at the end.
Right.
That's fine. If you want to maybe tentatively approve the budget, subject to later revision, that's fine. But I think probably the key thing is just to make sure that we're right on the levy. If you could go ahead and set the levy at a nickel a hundred, too.
Let me suggest that in the motion that's going to be made, that you establish the levy that they've requested and accept the budget as presented.
Okay.
That way you're not.
That's very good.
So move to accept the budget as presented and the set the levy at 5 cents per 100 as requested.
Yeah, I second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the budget for the Senior Citizens Services Fund as presented, and to establish the levy as recommended at a nickel per $100 assessed valuation.
That's right.
Is there discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much.
Can I just ask, when I see you're going to have a, based off the proposed budget, you're going to have a little bit of balance left over just as a cushion?
Yeah, in fact, Rick was gone this morning, so I had Joanne's go ahead and email that to me. I think really what that is, should be designated as contingency rather than the way it's shown now.
Gotcha.
So we'll get that cleaned up.
Okay, so that's really a contingency.
Jim, that's basically the question I was going to have, but if you don't do that, and you're calling it cleaned up, then that has to be taken into consideration next year as the rollback on your levy.
So you're outside of my scope of expertise, Danny. You probably guys know more about this than I do.
That's the way we did in the school. As you set your school board levies, whenever I was on the school board, and the over money is the way I'm going to put it.
Extra money.
The extra money was considered in a consideration of a rollback of the levy to, if you don't use all that money and don't have it projected.
Right.
So that's, I just wanted to
so you're putting
to let you know
that. Fund,
contingency, there'll be a category that says contingency on there, as others do.
The other caveat there is if it's not budgeted, you can't use it.
Right.
So if something comes up, so that's another good reason to move that into contingency and make it part of the whole
budget. What we thought we would do, and then if one of these categories in which we maybe find that we need to make additional expenditures, the way I understand it, before we spend more money, say for example for transportation, we need to come back to you and get that approved as an amendment to our budget, say next July, for example.
Well, if you put it in as a contingency fund, it's my belief that you have a board then have the ability to utilize those dollars within
without
the budget yourself.
Without coming back
without
to you.
Okay,
that's fine.
Right. We have not in the past, and don't know if we can do line item budgeting. We can do it by department, but not so much line. So if you go over in transportation, but you have contingency, you can spend out of there. So
okay, good.
There is some delegation of to that term on the transportation. I know what your problem is as far as the transportation deal. So if total support of you getting that in full force as far as being able to furnish enough transportation and to meet the needs of the senior citizens all over the county. So I'm in full support of that.
Anything further?
Gentlemen, we don't have anything else that is in line for a regular session. So with no objection, Donna, did you have something you wanted to say?
That's fine. Information
in case you need it. Okay. My thinking is we would stand in recess until we reconvene executive session at 11:30. Is that
Let me just check my minutes here, because we talked about 11:15, we talked about 11:30, so let me look.
Well, 11:15 would be a lot better.
We actually said 11:15, so we weren't sure how long the session was going to go. So
let's stand in recess until 11:15, at which time we'll go back into executive session to finish that business.
Yep.
Could you conclude this for us down there?